Need this one?
The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 71.
House Bill 71 is introduced by Representative Stubson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to capital leasing by school districts.
And suddenly Representative Stubson was not in the room. Just move that. We will move House Bill 71 to the bottom of the list. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 44.
House Bill number 44 is introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for your favorable consideration of House Bill 44. What this is credit card fraud is a crime in Wyoming. The problem is credit card is defined as being on credit, and we would like to expand that to include debit cards. So people steal credit cards and they use them improperly or fraudulently. But if they steal a debit card, you can't charge them under that. So what this bill would do is take the words on credit out, so then debit cards could have the same applicability under this criminal statute.
Is there a winning one-minute rebuttal? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Berger. Flake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey. Blickrey.
Excuse.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Excuse.
Burkhart excused. Bird.
No.
Campbell. Kennedy, Coleman, Connolly, Davison, Eklund, Esquivel, Esquivel, Esquivel excused, Filer, Freeman, Gay, Gay, Gingrey, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harshman, excused. Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparik, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Mater, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Moniz, excused. Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Simlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, Berger, Blickrey excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Filer, no to aye. Connolly, no to aye. Blickrey,
aye.
Aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 2 no, 4 excused.
House Bill 44 is introduced and will be referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Representative Filer, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Hi, everybody. This morning I had my nephew Seth here as a page of the day, but this afternoon I have my daughter, go ahead and stand up, Vanessa Filer. She's a 10-year-old at fourth grader at Goins Elementary School and is her class representative, and she's really not too happy right now with the with the failure of the chocolate chip cookie bill for the state cookie that her and her whole class have been working on so hard. But everybody, I'd like to introduce you to Vanessa.
Got 71 ready?
No.
No, you don't. Then let's move it to the bottom.
Let's move to the bottom. Okay.
Brothers and sisters of the 62nd, members of the House, Kay Warnock, Wyoming's liaison from the National Conference of State Legislatures, will be here tomorrow morning to visit with legislators about NCSL services. NCSL has a wealth of resources to help you with your legislative work, and Ms. Warnock would be happy to visit with you. She will be in the lobby from 9 a.m. until noon, so stop by and talk to her about what NCSL can offer you. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, item number one on this afternoon's agenda summary, it's the salmon color sheet with 1:12 p.m. on it. Take item number one, House Bill 71, and move it to the bottom after number 12. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Brothers and sisters of the House, your sheet is this color. The majority floor leader gets an orange sheet. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 44.
38, maybe?
House Bill 38.
House Bill 38, as introduced by Representative Barlow.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxidermists.
Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move for the successful adoption of House Bill 38. Ask for your aye vote. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a taxidermy license bill. This has been under a 9-month discussion between the Taxidermist Association and the Department in the Game of Fish. It included numerous members of this body and our sister body at the other end of the building. Ladies and gentlemen, this does three things. It expands business opportunity in Wyoming for taxidermists. It improves their ability to actually provide services. It reduces the regulations that they are currently under. We are removing several components of regulation that are currently they are currently falling under. And three, it maintains an ability for the game and fish to still safeguard wildlife. Folks, this is something that was worked on. The organization and the taxidermists, of which there's 163 involved in that organization, and the game and fish worked through this. I came to when they got to the end, I said, is this what you are interested in? They said, yes, that is exactly what you have before you. I think it's worthy of your consideration, and I ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Are there any one-minute rebuttals? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the Chief Clerk... Oh, Representative Gay, take your time. Representative Gay.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My only concern is we have a lot of taxidermists that are practicing out of their homes and stuff. Perhaps they have a set of antlers or horns or something that's in their garage that has nothing to do with their taxidermy business. How do they deal with that under this bill?
Any other one-minute rebuttals? Representative Barlow, 30 seconds.
That has been brought to our attention that there is an amendment on to deal with that exactly, because currently the system is they have to deal with it. So we are going to address that very issue. Thank you for that. I ask for your favorable consideration.
The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay. Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Subson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Brothers and sisters, as I said, some of our committees have little work and some of our committees have lots of work. And this will be one of those referrals that you will scratch your head with. But they're sort of a tangential thing. House Bill 38 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 61.
House Bill 61 is introduced by Representative Greer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses.
Representative Greer.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I move House Bill 61 for introduction. This is a bill, it's a cleanup of a definition in one of our statutes regarding misdemeanors for leaving a fire outside of a structure unattended. What we found is the application of this law has not been uniform around the state of Wyoming simply because of the archaic language that says lights a fire, if you look at what's struck out, in any woods or on a prairie. There are certain parts of this state that judges do not feel qualify under that. Certain areas in the Bighorn Basin, and I'm sure there are some in Carbon County, where they feel as if it might be more classified as a desert, and therefore doesn't fall under this statute. So the reason for bringing this bill is to try to bring this language so that it is uniformly applied. It is just a correction item, a cleanup item, and I ask for your favorable consideration. We'll discuss it in depth later if we need to.
Are there any one-minute rebuttals? Hearing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow. Barlow.
Excuse.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey. Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer. Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz, Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff, Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson, Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Barlow,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
House Bill 61 is introduced, and this one's a little more of a stretch, but it'll also be referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 60.
House Bill 60 is submitted by Representative Greer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to vehicle titling.
Representative Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 60. And ladies and gentlemen, I've been waiting for this one. This is a great bill. This is our way to step back and say we've got too much bureaucracy in this state. We're going to step back in time to a simpler time. That's all we're going to do with this. These light trailers, we're going to get away with all the hassle. All the fees, the three trips to town for our folks to live out in the hinterlands just to get a small trailer licensed, and that's what this bill's for. just come on, join with me. And let's just push back just a little bit against government here. Let's give this back to the people. I ask for your favorable consideration.
1 minute rebuttal. Chairman's Wanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to push back on this bill just a little bit. We have looked at this back in 2009, and prior to 2010, we exempted all 1,000-pound trailers from having titles. What happened is we found that the folks that finance these trailers are against this. We found out the folks that collect the taxes on these trailers are against this. And, of course, we've had a large segment of our population that's had to do this in the last 3 or 4 years. So I would like a no vote.
Chairman Harvey.
Mr. Speaker, I'd just like to know what the bill does. In addition to pushing back.
30-second rebuttal, Representative Greer.
Well, just because it's difficult for the taxing authorities doesn't give me a lot of concern. I don't think that's a good reason to vote against this. This allows us just to go into the clerk's office like we used to and get a $15 title for these trailers under 1,000 pounds instead of having to go through the five-step process to get a VIN number approved in Cheyenne and sent back home and then stamped on the tongue and then back over and weighed. Whoa, okay. Anyway, that's what it does, folks.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Aye. Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Glickery.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Filer.
No.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles. Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
no.
Kirkbride,
no.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Pieperinen, Reeder, Simlek, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 42 aye, 18 no.
House Bill 60 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation, where I'm sure Chairman Zwanitzer will give it the consideration he thinks it's due. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 67.
House Bill 67 is introduced by Representative Filer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to school districts.
Representative Filer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 67 and ask for your favorable consideration. House Bill 67 came to me by a bunch of concerned parents and constituents in my district. I have a couple new schools in my district that for some odd reason they took out the signal systems for the school zones and they've been having a lot of traffic problems. What this bill will do is mandate that within those school zones that we have a sign and also an indicating light in those school zones because from what I found out from law enforcement, things like that, that people respond to that flashing light a lot faster than they ever would a sign or anything like that. I've also talked with some school associations, some transportation folks, and our municipalities, and all three of them had no issues with this bill upon passage. So I would stand for any questions.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is, the cost is indeterminable on the back of the bill, and is the money going to flow from the school foundation program to fund these? I was unable to ascertain that. My other question is, if the state does begin the process of building these, there's no reason for any of our cities that are currently doing this to continue to do it, and so it could create an incentive where they're just going to stop doing it because now we're going to pay for it. So those are my questions.
Any other one-minute rebuttals? Representative Filer, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good questions. With the cost of this, it's mostly going to be for new construction with new schools. It's also sort of come out of that fund also. But I can see where the conflict will come through. But I am also willing to work with this and maybe amend things with it in committee and see if we can't get maybe a partnership with the municipalities to help maybe cover some of these costs where we don't have to take out more money out of the general fund or anything like that.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Yes.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Halverson.
Yes.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey. Harvey. Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparik.
No.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart. Laux,
no.
Madden,
no.
Mader,
no.
McKim,
right.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick,
no.
Summers,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
no.
Throne. Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 30 aye, 30 no.
House Bill 67 will not be introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 53.
House Bill 53 is introduced by Dave Swanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming Lottery Corporation.
Chairman Swanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 53 and ask for your favorable consideration, excuse me. The next two bills are brought to you from the lottery board, the newly formed lottery board. It does not affect the bill. It doesn't affect if we're going to have a lottery or not. But what the situation is, as we read down through it, and I've checked with the treasurer's office, and they're having some confusion with it too, is the definition of the word vendor in the bill. And then also there's some confusion about if we're distributing it via population or via the sales tax stream. So the confusion on the vendor part has to do with, does the county have to have a lottery vending machine in their county? And if so, if they have more than one, et cetera, et cetera, then will they receive proceeds or not receive proceeds? So we have a couple of loopholes there, and so I would ask for a yes vote so we can have a good discussion, and they will know what the legislative intent on this particular bill was.
Are there any one-minute rebuttals? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson. Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Swanitzer Dan, are you changing your vote? No to aye. Representative Harvey, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 49 aye, 11 no.
House Bill 53 will be introduced and referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 54.
House Bill 54 is introduced by Representative Dave Zwanzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming Lottery Corporation.
Chairman Zwanzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 54 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is another bill that comes from the Lottery Board. I believe we all realize that we do not want our board members or those folks that are involved with running the lottery buying Wyoming lottery tickets. But the question arose, and they were not sure, based on the language that we have there now, that if they were out of state to the state that has the bear on its flag or a pineapple as a symbol, if they were allowed to buy tickets in those jurisdictions. So that's what this bill is about, and I think the bill's written that if you would allow that, then you'd want to vote a yes on it.
Are there any one-minute rebuttals? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison. Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
no.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson, Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
no.
Mader,
no.
Okay. McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pipirinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Semlick,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters, Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Davison, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 49 aye, 11 no.
House Bill 54 is introduced and will be referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 59.
House Bill 59 is introduced by Representative Greer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles.
Representative Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 59 for introduction. This is a modification to a statute regarding it'll affect the headlights on vehicles. I sent everybody a photograph around so you know what I was talking about. No, it's not my vehicle. No, it's not my wife's vehicle. What we have in our statutes right now is you can't have any red or blue lights on the front of your vehicle. This amendment would say that you can't have any flashing or alternating red and blue lights. And what we have are folks who desire to have some accents in their lighting, trying to express themselves through the use of their vehicle. And all I'm trying to do is let our citizens explore their freedoms. That's all. So I ask for your favorable consideration.
Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'm all for freedom. My question is, what does this have to do with the budget session? Does it have a financial penalty? Does it affect our state budget? This is the third one of these bills now I've seen that I can understand that there's a conflict in law we have to solve,
But I guess I just want, the question is, what's the pressing need for this that we have to solve it this year before next year?
Representative Greer. Well, this will have an impact on the state coffers. I think if the schools get these fines, and so I thought it would be appropriate that we had it discussed this time. Thank you. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart. Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Mater, McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
no.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stevenson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Watt? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? Filer? Aye to no. Are there additional changes? The vote is closed. 41 aye, 19 no.
House Bill number 59 will be introduced and referred to Committee number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 58.
House Bill 58 is introduced by Representative Byrd.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to mandatory attendance of school.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and colleagues in the House. I bring you House Bill 58 this afternoon, brought to me by a constituent, some antiquated language that we feel needs to be stricken. Basically, in a nutshell, what it does is it allows an attendance officer inside a school district to call and dispatch a sheriff and arrest parents of a habitually truant student. Basically, I don't believe that does anybody any good within the system as it's worked. There's a whole lot of other avenues. We're repealing some parts of some statute that goes into 14.6.411, and that really has no effect on the other related statutes in that area. So all it is basically a cleanup to get rid of some antiquated language, and I would appreciate your support and your favorable consideration as I move bill, House Bill 58.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just so the body understands, the way I read this bill is we are eliminating the penalty for failure to comply with mandatory attendance. And I think that's more than just a little technical correction. I would say that's a pretty big policy. Just so we all understand, I think we have a long history in this state with this law, and I would be not so quick to eliminate it.
Any other one-minute rebuttals? Representative Byrd, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, we are not eliminating that. There still is a reference inside the statute to habitually truant students. It's just carried out now in DFS rather than the school district statute. So the reference still is there. Yes, we are eliminating the school from dispatching a police officer to arrest the parents. That's all we're doing here. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker,
aye.
Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
no.
Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
no.
Blickery,
no.
Brown,
no.
Burkhart,
no.
Burkhart,
no.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
no.
Kennedy.
No.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
No.
Filer.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
No.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi. Kasparik,
no.
Kirkbride,
no.
Croker,
aye.
Krohn,
no.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lauchs,
no.
Madden,
no.
Mader,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
yes.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
no.
Petrov,
no.
Pieperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Semlick, Summers,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 10 aye, 50 no.
House Bill 58 flunked out and will not be introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 73.
House Bill 73 is introduced by Representative Filer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to state employment.
Representative Filer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Hopefully, third time's a charm, different podium. Maybe this will work. But I move House Bill 73 and ask for your favorable consideration. House Bill 73, the catch title's kind of off when it says an act relating to state employment. This is actually an act to bring the state agencies together for when people with developmental disabilities want to apply for waiver services through the state, Medicaid, that the first thing we ought to do with our agencies is to come together and see if they want to have employment first in a competitive, integrated setting, and that way that they can actually have the right to go to work instead of, you know, just putting them on a waiting list or putting them in dayhab services or something like that. I have worked with all state agencies on this piece of legislation. Everybody is in approval of this, even from the top to the bottom. There's the only fiscal impact that I could see with this, if this gets implemented, is the fact that we might actually get to save money because we're going to have folks out there working in our communities instead of getting services strictly on the waiver. So, Mr. Speaker, I would ask for any questions right now if anybody has any, and hopefully you guys are on board with this. This is a great bill.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Filer,
aye. Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
yes, aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Krohn,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lauchs,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petrov,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
House Bill 73 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 45.
House Bill 45 is introduced by Representative Byrd.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to labor and employment.
Mr. Minority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guarantee this is the last bill that I'm bringing. I move House Bill, House Bill 45, minimum wage, and ask for your favorable consideration. I know we've had a lot of sidebar discussions about this, but this is time that we actually start thinking about it and start moving in this legislative session here. Earlier today, I handed out a letter from a constituent, and she fairly succinctly puts it how the minimum wage affects her, and it affects a lot of people. You can choose to not change the minimum wage and think you're not paying for it, but the services that these people require are being made up on the backside with the tax dollars. You are paying for this lack of minimum wage somewhere. So all I'm doing is asking for is the very simple move from $5.15 to $9 an hour for the hourly employees and the tipped employees to go to $5 an hour. Very simple, not a lot to it. It does not really impact the businesses. We've seen minimum wage increases over the years. The only thing it does is create a small bump in the local economy, and they recover fairly quickly from it. But more importantly, these dollars are not discretionary dollars. These dollars are dollars that are turned over in the community two or three times to buy a bag of groceries, to buy an extra pair of shoes for the kids, and a tank of gas. So I'd like your favorable consideration for House Bill 45, and I stand for questions, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Croker.
Thank you. On and against this bill, I just think it's morally wrong to tell a business that they're not allowed to hire young, inexperienced people and that we're going to increase our unemployment rate, because that's what happens every time you raise the minimum wage. Unemployment goes up, and it goes up against the entry-level workers who are the ones who need a start, who need experience, and it doesn't do anybody any good. So I would ask that you vote against this bill.
Representative Madden for a minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just have two questions. I'd like to know when the minimum wage was last changed to 5.15. When did that first become effective? And then if the sponsor could give me some idea of how many people in our labor force would be directly affected by the move from 5.15 to 9, or in other words, how many make less than $9?
Representative Byrd, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Real briefly, this will spur economic development in the community. Again, these dollars are turned over by the businesses. And there is a subsection that addresses introductory workers at a intermediate wage. So we are not making big, huge steps. See, we're making graduated steps to get this crossed and get this implemented. Again, I urge your favorable consideration, and so do the folks, the people, the working people of Wyoming. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
No.
Blevins.
No.
Flickery. Brown,
no.
Burkhart,
no.
Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
no.
Kennedy,
no.
Coleman,
no.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Eklund,
no.
Esquivel,
yes.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman, Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik,
no.
Kirkbride,
no.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
no.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
no.
Petroff,
no.
Pieperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick,
no.
Summers,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 9-I, 51 no.
House Bill 45 will not be introduced. The final bill for our consideration for introduction today is House Bill 71.
House Bill 71 is introduced by Representative Stebson.
Second first reading of the bill.
An act relating to capital leasing by school districts.
Representative Stebson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move introduction of House Bill 71 and ask for your aye vote. Those of you, last year we had a similar vote bill to this that came through with 59 ayes. This is a pared-down version of that bill, and as you may recall, the Attorney General issued an opinion that affected capital leasing by school districts, and a practice that is really pretty common across the state, deemed that they could not do that without having to go through a pretty rigorous bureaucratic process through the School Facilities Commission. What this does is it expressly permits the capital leasing of things like buses, copiers, equipment, all those sorts of things that schools have been doing and are doing, but it makes it clear in their statute. The problem with not changing the statute is we've seen some school districts have problems with getting financial institutions willing to enter these transactions or to do so on a competitive basis because of the fear of illegality. So this is to clean that up and give another tool to our school districts.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison. Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles, Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi, Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone, Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader, Mader,
yes.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne, Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Mr. Majority Whip, you picked up a vote. House Bill number 71 will be introduced and referred to Committee number 4, Education. We're now at that order of business of reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred House Bill 83, Insurance Coverage of Inherited Enzymatic Disorders, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representative Barlow, Coleman, Filer, Green, Harvey, Kasparic, Larson, Throne, and Wilson, signed by Representative Harvey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill number 7, Unlawful Entry into Occupied Structure, respectfully reports back saying to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baker, Connolly, Gingrey, Halverson, Croker, Crone, Miller, Walters, and Watt, signed by Representative Gingrey, Chairman.
We're at that order of business of consideration of bills on general file. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, general file is this color sheet. I think I'm right on the color this time. There are five items on there. We'll see if we can do them all. With that, Mr. Speaker, I move the House resolve itself into committee of the whole.
You've heard the motion. All in favor of the House resolving itself into committee of the whole, say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, the House has resolved itself into committee of the whole. Representative Kasparek.
The Committee of the Whole will please come to order. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 2. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill Number 2, as introduced by the Education Committee, an act relating to school districts, eliminating the bonded indebtedness, mill levy supplement, and capital leasing grant programs, and providing for an effective date.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with a recommendation that House Bill 2 do pass. There are no standing committee amendments, and the good gentleman from House District 50 will explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. House Bill Number 2 is an act relating to school districts eliminating the bonded indebtedness mill levy supplement and capital lease grant programs. And it also provides for an effective date. This is the short, easy one that we had in education. I stand for questions.
Are there any questions? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Teeter's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill Number 2 do pass. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? House Bill Number 2 has passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 4.
House Bill Number 4 is from the Agricultural Committee, an act relating to the Pest Control Compact, repealing the Pest Control Compact and providing for an effective date.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Semlick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with a recommendation that Bill Number 4 do pass. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a repeal of the Interstate Pest Control Compact. Back in 1968, Wyoming joined with 38 other states to form this compact, and the purpose of the compact was to contribute to have a funds established that would contribute to plant pest control suppression or eradication outside of each of the state boundaries. The problem now has arisen, and the reason for the repeal of this, as I mentioned on introduction, the Internal Revenue Service has come in and said that this compact no longer qualifies for a 501c3 public charity and would be revenue would be taxed for as investment income. So what the recommendation came down was that they dismantle the program and the funds would then be transferred to the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, which is a 501c3 research foundation. So that they'll continue to do the same work, but they can do it under this existing foundation. And I think that's about all I need to say on it, other than to apologize to my committee vice chair, who I'd asked to manage the bill, and then I didn't bat the ball to him. So if you have any questions, you could talk to our vice chairman, Zawanich, over this. So.
Is there any discussion on the bill? Any discussion? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Semlek's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill number 4 do pass. Please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? House Bill number 4 is passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 6. We will have the reading of the bill.
House Bill number 6 says, brought to the attention from the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to crimes and offenses, creating the offenses of domestic assault and domestic battery, repealing and conforming provisions, and providing for an effective date.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is... I'm sorry, Chairman Gingrich.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that House Bill 6 do pass, and I further move the adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment. Let me dispense with the Standing Committee Amendment real quick. We left out the word A. So it was a really important amendment. It is over on page 6, line 23. Unless there's any discussion on the insertion of the word A, perhaps, Madam Chair, we could vote on that real quick.
You've heard the motion on the Standing Committee Amendment. Are you ready for the question? Question having been called, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. The Standing Committee Amendment number 1 has been adopted. We are back on the bill. Is there any discussion on the bill?
Madam Chair, and I'll turn this over to the good representative from Laramie to explain the bill.
Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. And friends, let me tell you that this was a bill that was vetted by the Joint Interim Judiciary Committee and decided unanimously. What this bill does is separate out the penalties for domestic assault and domestic battery from the existing simple assault and battery statute where they now reside and makes a distinct statute. So the question, of course, is why? And the answer is pretty simple. It's because the current method of mixing the two is really confusing and messy to both prosecutors and judges. At one point in history, it seemed to make sense to simply call domestic violence assault and battery, but it doesn't work, and it hasn't worked well. So this bill was called for by prosecutors and judges. It's supported by anti-domestic violence advocacy groups. It really doesn't change any definitions, nor does it change the penalties that currently exist. So if I could just take a moment to walk you through the bill, it's best to begin on page 12. Because importantly, what the bill does is, to start with, takes out those confusing and messy sections, 62501E and 62501F, and repeals them. And then when you switch back to page 1, you'll see 62510 is domestic assault. And this is somewhat nicely that previously repealed, or on page 12 repealed, section E. And what it does on the first couple of pages is outline the penalties for domestic assault. Beginning on the bottom of page 3, it kind of picks up that messy, very messy section F, and now nicely lays out the penalties for domestic battery. Then beginning on page 7, we have the definitions that are needed in this new statute. And then beginning on page 8 and through the rest of the bill, the conforming language in other statutes. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Is there further discussion on the bill? Representative Greer.
Madam Chairman, thank you. Okay. And I may have missed this on some of the repealers. But as I see this, so did we get rid of the enhancements under simple assault and battery? And what I'm asking is, somebody does this, are they going to get charged under two separate statutes? Or is this is a new crime that should be separate and distinct from assault and battery? Did we make that clear when we clean this up? I,
Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I believe that we cleaned it up, and that, in fact, that was one of the major problems, is that there was the, when I looked at it, there was the possibility in the F section for an individual to be charged with enhanced penalties when he or she had only committed a simple assault. And what we want to make sure of is that now there is a clear distinction when an individual is charged under this new domestic assault and battery section, and that the enhanced penalties are associated with domestic assault and battery and not with simple assault and battery.
Representative Greer.
Madam Chairman, okay, but are we precluding, and I forget my standards on double jeopardy and the amount of elements that have to match up, but does this bill preclude an individual who batters a household member from being charged with two separate and distinct crimes?
Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't know. And that is something that we could take a look into. I mean, there would be no assumption that there would be the possibility of kind of violating what we assume with double jeopardy. But I see my good chairman is at the other mic, so I'll let him take care of this.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Very good question. No. You would not be charged with both. The prosecutor's going to have to decide which one he's going to go with. He's going to most probably go with the domestic if it is a domestic. Yeah. So he's going to go with that one. But he would have the option if he wanted to. He could go with the simple arrest. He couldn't go with both, though. I would just point out, we didn't change anything. This is not a substantive bill. There's no substance being changed with the bill. All we're doing is, when you read the current bill in 622501, it's a very confusing bill to read. So all we were doing was pulling the domestic part out and putting it in a separate section so it was just easier to read and easier to understand. There was a really good explanation by one of the advocates for against domestic violence. She was explaining in the 1970s they wanted law enforcement to treat domestic violence identical to how they treat assault and battery. That was sort of the thinking in the 1970s. Today, they're actually, the thinking's a little bit different. The thinking is they actually are two different types of crime, domestic violence versus battery. And so that's why we're separating them out.
Representative Greer.
Madam Chairman. No, I agree. It's a good bill, and it's good to get it separated out, and it's a much cleaner bill. Just making sure we're not opening that door for two charges. Either or is fine. Not both is all.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I just heard part of the debate, and as you know, I've always thought about treating equal people equally. And so I heard that if you batter your spouse, that's a different kind of a crime than if you batter your neighbor. I'd like you, if the good chairman would explain why it's a different type of crime. I think that's important to understand, because last year we had if you batter a nurse, that's a different type of crime than if you batter your neighbor. And years ago, we had bills on if you battered somebody because of their sexual preference, that was a different type of crime. And so if I could understand that, that would be important.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just wanted to follow up one more time with Representative Greer's question. If let's pretend that the prosecutor actually did charge both, the judge would see that and he would merge the two. The elements merge, so the two would merge, even if they had been charged that way. As to the issue on domestic violence, that has been Wyoming law since the 1970s, that we see a distinction in the law between a battery committed in the home against what we call a household member, and you'll see household member is defined in there somewhere, essentially someone you're living with, that was a distinction, that domestic violence, that we took domestic violence so seriously, we make it a separate crime. It is a separate crime, and it has been a separate crime since the 70s. All we're doing is pulling this out of where it was in the statutes and putting it in a different part of the statute so it read clearer. We were just trying to clean it up, because right now it's a little confusing to read. We weren't creating a new crime. Right now,
domestic violence is a crime in the state of Wyoming, and hopefully after we vote on this, it will remain a crime in the state of Wyoming.
Is there further discussion? Representative Croker.
Thank you. I think I can provide a little bit of difference on, or the a little bit of an explanation into the difference between the two crimes. Also, one of the things, and again, it's currently in the law, but that this makes it a little easier to prosecute, is with domestic battery, the penalties go up for repeat offenses. So if you abuse a family member and are convicted and then do it again, and I believe the third time the penalty gets stiffer, whereas with simple assault, if you assault three different people in three different instances, the penalty doesn't escalate each time. So that's part of the reason that it's treated differently.
Is there any other discussion on the bill? Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. And just to further with the explanation to the good speaker, that the statute right now does include specificity regarding a assault or battery against a household member, and that's how we define domestic violence. That's an important element that we as a body have decided that we want to consider and that we treat differently than assault and battery. And again, what this new statute does is simply clarify the language and outline the penalties in a succinct kind of way.
Is there any other discussion on the bill? Are you ready for the question? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Gingrey's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, do so with the recommendation that House Bill number 6 do pass. Please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House Bill 6 has passed Committee of the Whole. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 9. We will hear the reading of the bill.
House Bill number 9, as introduced by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to crimes and offenses, revising certain definitions relating to bodily injury and serious bodily injury for the purposes of Title VI crimes, motor vehicle offenses, and for other purposes, and providing for an effective date.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Oh, there you are. Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that House Bill 9 do pass, and there are no amendments on it, and I will turn it over to the good representative from Cody to explain.
Representative Crum.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. First of all, to begin, there's obviously, as the body knows, there's two types of crimes in Wyoming. There's a misdemeanor crime and a felony crime. A misdemeanor crime is basically a crime that's punishable by less than a year in jail and less than a $1,000 fine in most cases. A felony crime is a crime that is committed where the penalty is above a year and above that $1,000 threshold. So what House Bill 9 really does is to expand the definition of serious bodily injury. And why that is important is under Wyoming law now, the aggravated assault statute has four subsections which apply for the more serious types of battery and assault. So the first subsection under 62502AI talks about causing bodily injury. The second subsection talks about using a weapon, a deadly weapon, in the commission of a aggravated assault. Three deals with a deadly weapon as well, and four deals with causing bodily injury to a woman who's pregnant. All four of those subsections are felonies because of the higher nature of the damage that's caused. So what this bill does is it expands the definition of serious bodily injury. And what we're seeing more and more of are violent crimes where an individual will use physical force against another individual that goes above and beyond what you would typically see in a standard fistfight or a standard barroom kind of situation. We're seeing that people are getting more seriously injured, having extensive damage to themselves, extensive medical bills, etc. So what this bill does is expand that definition of serious bodily injury. And if you look on page 2 under section 10, the factors that are created are as follows. Creates a substantial risk of death. So obviously if the physical assault is such that it causes a risk of death, protracted or chronic physical pain, substantial risk of protracted or significant disfigurement, and unconsciousness or concussion on page 3, burns of the second or third degree, or a bone break. And I think it's important to notice on page 3, line 10, that it says it causes a significant bone break. We had testimony last general session that there was concerns about, well, what if it's a pinky? You break your pinky in a fist fight, you'll be charged with a felony. We tried to, through the interim, expand that so it would have to be a significant bone break or significant injury. So this allows a perpetrator of a very serious violent situation to be charged with a felony, and rather than relying only on a misdemeanor-type crime. So it really does expand the options to deal with those more serious offenses. In addition, and for clarity, it also talks about, on page 1, under the simple battery, a more clear definition of bodily injury. So it keeps the language of physical pain and illness, but also talks about cuts, abrasions, bruises, or burns. So that would be a simple battery type situation. So I think this bill is an appropriate method to deal with more violent type physical altercations, and I would urge your aye vote. And I would stand for questions.
Okay, discussion on the bill. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Just a question on pages 2 and 3 of the bill. I see that the previous language included causing miscarriage, which, while I see that the new language, I think, is more clear, I just want to understand, is miscarriage, causing miscarriage, no longer a consideration, or is that listed elsewhere in the statute and I don't see it here?
Representative Crum.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. That's actually covered in subsection 4 of 62502, which would talk about intentionally, knowingly, or recklessly causes bodily injury to a woman he knows is pregnant. So that was the thought of the committee. It's covered in that separate subsection.
Representative Patton.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Really just a question. When I read something like this, if I understand it, I presume everybody understands it. If I have a question, maybe it's valid. On page 3, line 2 in section D, causes an unconsciousness or a concussion or creates, etc. Not having the privilege of other background, does this apply to sports?
Representative Crone.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. The committee actually did discuss that in both during the interim and during today's committee meetings. It's the belief of the committee that it would not apply into a sporting situation. In fact, the analogy that I raised during the committee meeting today is we've had battery on the books in Wyoming for a long, long time, and I'm not aware of any prosecutor charging a player in a sporting contest with a crime as a result of that. There was also discussion of if you're playing sports, there's an assumption of risk. And so it's not intended to cover sporting events.
If I may follow up.
Representative Patton.
Sometimes the unintended is what comes back to bite us. Is there some way that this can be a little clearer, or some act of intentionality of injury in a legitimate sporting activity within the state of Wyoming wouldn't necessarily be then classified as a felony?
Representative Crone.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm certainly entertaining any amendment along those lines. It has not been an issue so far under the existing battery statute, the simple battery statute, but if that's a concern of the body, we could certainly look at doing that. I know that for the most part, Wyoming high school activities, students would have to sign a release of liability to participate. And like I mentioned before, I'm not aware of any jurisdiction charging and a student athlete with a crime as a result of the sport. But certainly something we could look at in terms of an amendment.
Is there any other discussion on the bill? Are you ready for the question? Okay. Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Gingrey's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill number 9 do pass. Please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Okay. House Bill 9 has passed Committee of the Whole.
The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 10. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill number 10, submitted by the Agricultural Committee, an act relating to water, authorizing the state engineer to approve multiple wells with a single permit as specified, and providing for an effective date.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Simlek.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with a favorable recommendation that Bill number 10 do pass. Members of the House, we are all aware that Wyoming has a great reputation of being one of the best states in the nation to do business, and the House Bill 10 that I bring to you this afternoon is another initiative that allows the industry that's working in Wyoming to do so with somewhat less regulation. Under current law, 413930, there's a requirement that water wells need to be permitted, and each well that is drilled needs to be permitted. And what this bill proposes, you'll find that on page 2, beginning at line 13, that the state engineer may authorize a single permit that could be used for multiple wells for industrial purposes. We had some concern about making this too broad, so in the discussion in interim this summer, we wanted to define exactly what those industrial purposes would be and qualify that to be just in situ mining or dewatering. And with the dewatering, it has to be with a single permit. And it also has to be for a single purpose that would be in the permitting process from DEQ. So this is very simply what this bill is about. And again, I think we have provided the appropriate safeguards by limiting as to when these single permits can be used for multiple wells. And I think it will increase the ability for industry in Wyoming to work a little faster and proceed with a little less cost. So that's the purpose of House Bill 10.
Is there discussion on the bill? Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My query is how would a change in that use for those wells be handled? So if there was such a field and there was an interest in using the water that was attained from that field in another purpose, how would that be handled? Thank you.
Chairman Simlek.
We did talk about that, and I think I did ask the state engineer about that, and it is for the question came up for the repurposing, and the concern of the committee perhaps was, are we going to be able to track these multiple wells that are under a single permit? And the committee was assured that they would be able to do that, but I can tell you that question did come up in the interim discussion, and if we continue to have some concern about that, I guess we could try to offer some amendments to further qualify for the repurposing of these wells if they're used for other purposes than what's listed in this bill.
Representative Greer.
Madam Chairman, and to our good chair of agriculture, I believe we did discuss that in terms of the because we tied these to the scopes of the permits that would be issued by DEQ for those purposes, and that's the safety net on that. I know that's probably not the answer you're looking for, but that is the safety net on those being repurposed with those permits. And so if we need to tighten that up, that's what we could look to.
Representative Teeters, Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm shocked that this agency would not protest such action. I will support the bill, but they're so tight-fisted in the way they approach the implementation of the law that I'm encouraged to see a little wiggle room, actually. But I'm curious as to why there wasn't any contemplation given to possibly allowing for multiple permits on stock wells.
Chairman Simlek? Or
Thank you, Madam Chair. The issuing of permits for stock water wells or and for domestic use is under different permitting processes, I understand it. That's as opposed to the industrial use. The permitting on the stock water wells, normally they would be within maybe different quarter sections in the permitting process, while as these in the, for this purpose that's in this bill, those normally are grouped fairly tight. So the concern about interference and that sort of thing would be within the boundary areas as opposed to the stock water permits that might be scattered in several different places out on the ranch. And I think it's a different criteria, and we want it to limit that just for this purpose because of the tighter grouping of the wells that would likely occur in this dewatering or in situ mining.
Representative Barlow.
I thank you for part of the explanation on the repurposing issue. I would just suggest that I don't think there is that good a coordination between some of our state agencies when it comes to water resources and the different permitting schemes that are in existence now. It gives me hesitation that they would have better coordination in the future. Thank you.
Is there any other discussion on the bill? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Sumlach's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill Number 10 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. House Bill 10 has passed Committee of the Whole. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Madam Chairman, I move the Committee of the Whole rise and report.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion carries.
Reading clerk will read the Committee of the Whole report.
Representative Brown moved that the body resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole for consideration of bills on general file. The motion prevailed, and the presiding officer called Reverend Representative Kasparik to the chair as chairman of the Committee as a Whole. House Bill, or Mr. Speaker, your Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration bills on general file, begged to leave report as follows. House Bill Number 2, recommended do pass. House Bill Number 4, recommended do pass. House Bill Number 6, amended as follows. Recommended do pass. House Bill Number 9, recommended do pass. House Bill Number 10, recommended do pass. Yes. Representative Kasparik, her signature as chairman.
Representative Kasparik.
Mr. Speaker, I move the adoption of the Committee of the Whole report.
You have heard the motion. All in favor of the Committee of the Whole report say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Committee of the Whole report has been adopted. Very nice job. We're at that order of business of committee announcements. Oh, we have a re-referral. We're at that order of business of re-referrals. Chairman Harvey, are you around? Who is the vice chairman of labor? Representative Green, if you wanted to re-refer, oh, there's Representative Harvey who would like to re-refer the PKU bill to appropriations.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I apologize for my tardiness. I would like to re-refer House Bill 83 insurance coverage of inherited enzymatic disorders to appropriations.
Without objection, it's so ordered. We are now at that order of business of committee announcements. Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, your Revenue Committee, Committee Number 3, will be meeting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock upstairs in Room H11, and we're going to consider two bills, House Bill 21, Property Tax Exemptions, and House Bill 22, Mineral Tax Audit Interest Rate. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs, will meet in about 10 minutes in H-17 to discuss House Bill 24, Registration Fees, House Trailers.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet on Wednesday morning in Room H-18 at 8:30 a.m. to consider House Bill 34. And if I may, privilege the floor.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, will meet tomorrow, 10 minutes upon adjournment, 10 minutes after adjournment, and we're going to hear taxidermy licenses. We're not used to dealing with the dead ones, but we'll take it. House Bill 38, taxidermy licenses, and House Bill 61, failure to extinguish or contain fires.
Mr. Majority Whip, are you just holding up the poll, or do you want to say something?
Yes. Can I have privilege of the floor, Mr.
Certainly.
I just wanted to remind the body that tomorrow morning at 6:30 over in the Hirschler Building Commons, we'll have our weekly prayer breakfast. And so anybody who can roll out of bed that early, come see us.
Chairman Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee travel, number 6, we'll meet tomorrow at 8 o'clock in Room H-10 to discuss House Bill 32, Snowmobile Permit and Registration Fees.
Representative Filer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor?
Certainly.
Members of the 62nd Legislature in the back balcony here, my mother-in-law came up here today and kind of watched us. Her name's Wendy Hover. She's standing up there. If we could welcome her.
Madam Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Representative Lubnow, all of those great things. I have privilege of the floor, please.
Please.
I wanted to make sure that everyone saw on their desk the 2014 Governor's Prayer Breakfast invitation. And if you don't have it, let me know, but it will take place on February 26th at 7 a.m. We have an awesome speaker that has been formerly in the military, and I think it would be an excellent event if you could sign up for that. So if you have any questions, come and see me, or our staff can take the payment, the donation down to the governor's office for you. And then, Mr. Speaker, we do have the Doctor of the Day in the back from Johnson County here. I know you announced it, but I don't think many people got to see him, Larry Kirvin. So I'd just like Dr. Larry Kirvin to stand up and thank him for our services.
Dr. Kirvin, welcome to the House. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For the second time, privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
We will have our legislative prayer breakfast, the one that's been going on for over 20 years, at Thursday morning starting at 7 o'clock promptly and over at 8. But we show up at about 6:30, and our first speaker is going to be Rita Meyer.
Representative Kasparek.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Above me, I'll introduce my husband, my good buddy, Nick, is down here with me again this year, and his best buddy, Jerry Tysted from Gillette, is here to visit. Please welcome him.
Nick and Jerry, welcome to the House. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, the order of business tomorrow morning will be, first of all, the consent list. That's this sheet. It's blue. It has as item number one consent list, and it lists all the bills. Then the rest of that sheet is just a list by name of the bills that are on the consent list. After that, we will do bill introductions, and when that is done, probably in the afternoon, we will do general file, and I won't have a general file list out until tomorrow, so you can rest easy on that this evening. With that, Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 10 o'clock a.m. tomorrow, February 12, 2014.
There's an amendment to the order of business, as always. We will do bill introduction, then second reading, then bills on general file. Now, you heard the motion, but before we vote on the motion, the Wyoming Cowboys are playing San Diego State tonight. Oh, wait. Yes. Representative Winters. Representative Mader, when the Wyoming Cowboys play in the evening, we always root them on with a course of cowboy gel. Hopefully you found the words in your inbox. You have heard the motion. All in favor of adjourning until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, say aye.
Aye.
The House is adjourned until Wednesday, February 12th at 10 a.m.